You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Point of all this is that there's a need, and Julie and her students are trying to fulfill it not only with their own effort, but to raise awareness. And that's what it's all about. All right, we're at a breaking point. We're going to take a break. We're going to do the news and weather, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Everyone is searching for that perfect gift. Is it the half-off sale across town, or maybe that store that opens at 5 a.m.? When you give from the heart, the answer's simple. The perfect gift, a life-saving blood donation, costs nothing but an hour of your time. By donating blood with the American Red Cross, you give a hospital patient in need the most precious gift of all, life. So as you flip through the circulars and...
...family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump is encouraging Russia to continue its bombing campaign in Syria. He tackled the subject during a campaign stop in Iowa.
Russia's now talking to Iraq. They're going to do bombing of ISIS, which, frankly, I think is a great thing. Let Russia bomb ISIS. What are we talking about? They want to bomb them. Let them bomb them.
Despite questions about whether Russia is actually targeting the terrorist group or U.S.-backed rebels, the Republican frontrunner brushed off the idea of confronting Russia. He added that America isn't going to start World War III over Syria. Trump also went after the Obama administration's decision to take in thousands of Syrian refugees. The search for survivors of a cargo ship believed to have sunk in Hurricane Joaquin is over. The Coast Guard announced that it has suspended the search for the El Faro, saying the decision to do so was a painful one. The El Faro went missing last week when it encountered the storm during a trip from Jacksonville, Florida, to Puerto Rico. President Obama is apologizing to Doctors Without Borders for the recent U.S. airstrike that mistakenly hit a hospital in Afghanistan, killing over 20 people. This is USA Headline News.
If you have trouble remembering names, if problems with focus or mental clarity are affecting your work, or if you have an aging parent in mental decline, please listen closely to this important message. A team of neuroscientists with the University of Massachusetts Lowell has developed Perceptive, a breakthrough nutritional supplement. Independent research funded by accredited organizations like the Alzheimer's Association, National Institute on Aging, and the National Science Foundation shows that Perceptive is highly effective at improving cognitive performance, memory recall, and focus, and it may help reduce cognitive decline due to aging. In as little as 2 weeks, subjects taking Perceptive reported dramatic improvements in memory and clarity. Perceptive is now available through this exclusive radio offer. Call 800-994-0805, and we will rush you a free one-month supply. Again, call 800-994-0805. That's 800-994-0805 for your free 30-day supply. Call 800-994-0805 now.
Congressional Republicans are defending the House Benghazi Committee against accusations by Democrats that it was created for political purposes. USA's Joe Gomez reports.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy continues to insist the Select Committee on Benghazi is not political and is only getting out the truth.
That is the only reason why that committee was created. The integrity of Trey Gowdy, the integrity of the work that has been done, has never come into question, and it never should be. Stop playing politics.
McCarthy has been under fire for suggesting the Benghazi panel was formed to hurt Democrat Hillary Clinton's presidential chances. At a Capitol briefing, McCarthy acknowledged he could have said what he originally said in a different and better way. House Speaker John Boehner says the American people deserve the truth about what happened, period. The Select Committee on Benghazi has been investigating the 2012 terrorist attack on a U.S. consulate in Libya. Four Americans were killed, including Ambassador Chris Stevens. Clinton was Secretary of State at the time. I'm Joe Gomez.
This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Challenge to the front runner and House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. USA Headline News.
In the beginning, man had to painstakingly brave the elements and scale the highest mountains just to deliver the good news.
Now they just go to ChristianPress.com. It's fast, affordable, and much easier on the joints. Quickly and painlessly deliver your message with ChristianPress.com to thousands. Me do work so me form. Your business or organization message stands mountains above the rest. So reach your target market and get the results you need with ChristianPress.com or call 316-644-6185. That's 316-644-6185.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me yours.
Okay, Skippy, you can get off the mountain now. We found ChristianPress.com. Spread your good news. Visit ChristianPress.com today.
Donald Trump wants Russia to drop more bombs on Syria. The GOP frontrunner told a crowd in Iowa that he sees no reason to stop the Russians.
Russia's now talking to Iraq. They're going to do some bombing and of ISIS, which, frankly, I think is a great thing. Let Russia bomb ISIS. What are we talking about? They want to bomb them. Let them bomb them. Bomb the hell out of them.
Trump goes on to say that the U.S. and Russia will not start World War III over Syria. He did not comment on the speculation that the Russians are also bombing anti-Assad rebels and not just ISIS fighters. The probe of Hillary Clinton's email by the FBI apparently includes a second computer service company. Fox News says Connecticut-based Datto Incorporated is cooperating with federal investigations who asked them to preserve all records relating to Clinton. Datto was hired by the Colorado tech company that managed the Clinton server to help back up data in 2013. You're listening to USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Challenge to the front runner and House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. USA Headline News.
In the beginning, man had to painstakingly brave the elements and scale the highest mountains just to deliver the good news.
Now they just go to ChristianPress.com. It's fast, affordable, and much easier on the joints. Quickly and painlessly deliver your message with ChristianPress.com to thousands meet work and meet form. Audio on your business or organization message stands mountains above the rest. So reach your target market and get the results you need with ChristianPress.com or call 316-644-6185. That's 316-644-6185.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me your...
Okay, Skippy, you can get off the mountain now. We found ChristianPress.com. Spread your good news. Visit ChristianPress.com today.
Donald Trump wants Russia to drop more bombs on Syria. The GOP frontrunner told a crowd in Iowa that he sees no reason to stop the Russians.
Russia's now talking to Iraq. They're going to do some bombing and of ISIS, which, frankly, I think is a great thing. Let Russia bomb ISIS. What are we talking about? They want to bomb them. Let them bomb them. Bomb the hell out of them.
Trump goes on to say that the U.S. and Russia will not start World War III over Syria. He did not comment on the speculation that the Russians are also bombing anti-Assad rebels and not just ISIS fighters. The probe of Hillary Clinton's email by the FBI apparently includes a second computer service company. Fox News says Connecticut-based Datto Incorporated is cooperating with federal investigations who asked them to preserve all records relating to Clinton. Datto was hired by the Colorado tech company that managed the Clinton server to help back up data in 2013. You're listening to USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
One of the world's leading experts on men's issues claims the dramatic growth of ISIS is based on a lie. USA's Russ Jones talked with Paul Lewis Cole, president of the Christian Men's Network, and has this report.
Cole, who heads up the international organization, believes there is a war on manhood, and without clearly defined rules and guidelines for manhood, society fills the void.
I think what's happened, if you will, in our culture is we have lowered standards in order to justify our own perversity proclivities.
Cole also contends ISIS is similar to gangs. They replace what young men need from a father, which is structure, identity, and belonging.
Identity is the story you tell yourself about yourself. And for most young men, it includes voices from all over the place who can't define masculinity, who won't define it because they're trying to lower standards. And so that's really a lot of what we face today in our culture.
Cole states it's difficult for men to know how to act like, think like, and be real men because of decades of male bashing.
And when men begin to accept responsibility, fatherlessness decreases. What increases then is the role of the family, loving, nurturing relationships, and I think healthier people.
The Christian Men's Network will host thousands of men for the Lion's Roar Global Men's Summit, November 4 through 6th at Calvary Church in Irving, Texas. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Good morning, Huntington. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Huntington kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Huntington County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:07, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. It's 47 degrees in Flemington. Clear skies, calm winds, 10% chance of a precipitation. Today is Thursday. It's October 8th, 2015, and sun and clouds mixed today with S73. Winds light and variable. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 54, winds light and variable, and sunshine clouds mixed in a high of 79 with winds light and variable tomorrow. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Saturday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, only 66. Welcome to fall. Mainly sunny and 69 on Sunday the 11th. Sunny and a 74 on Monday the 12th. And Tuesday, cloudy with showers, high near 70. Chance of rain, 60%. Temperatures in our area. A lot of chilly weather out there. 50 in Tewksbury, 48 in the town of Clinton. 48 in Raritan, 49 in Ringo's, 51 in Lambertville, 54 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Here coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, that's in New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse. The Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. A little B5 this morning, Say Yes. One of the band members is got a birthday today, so we'll get to that and all the other things that we do. A little bit better for me. It seems like we're getting most of our computer equipment working. There's always something going on. The more you get involved, the more you keep finding things that you got to work on. All right, we have to go and check traffic, find out what's happening on Hunterdon County roads. I get that from hertTMA.com. You can do that, too. Just go over there, register, find out what roads you would like to have reported to you via email or to your smartphone. And if you are really interested, you can follow them on Twitter, and they will be happy to send you that. If you want that Twitter to go to your Twitter feed to go to your phone, you can use Smart Text. It's all quiet out there, and that's good. So nothing on the radar at the moment. Drive safe, sound, sun glare, sunglasses, sun visors, you know all that drill. That's Good Morning Hunterdon, and that's Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. It is time to look at what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today. I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. We'll talk about the markets again, find out what they were doing. And then at 8:40, we'll place a call to the mayor with the purple hair, and it's Mayor Janice Kovach. Fascinating lady, and not only does she lead her constituents in the town of Clinton, but she's also leading women who have been dealing with abuse in the past and helping them overcome that as an individual and a motivational speaker. So we'll talk to Mayor Janice Kovach if she's got some time for us. She's a busy lady, and obviously a lot of things that go on with running a municipality come first. So we'll talk with her if we can. At 10 o'clock, we have a rewind, so we'll hear my show again, and then library show from 11 to 12. That's Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Those folks talk about the impressive array of library services and materials that you can borrow, exhibits, programs, community support, concerts, you name it. They focus on it, and then you can get some by listening to Jen and Jim kind of playfully bash each other. It's very entertaining to hear them, and they bring all that information plus an entertaining view on the library and all the things that go on in the community as well. At noon, it's Taking Care of Business. You'll hear that show with Jim Gannot right after Bachman Turner Overdrive. That's Jim's theme song. And Jim is, Jim, I got to give a shout out to you, brother. The newsletter that you just sent out the other day with regards to your customer and putting together that special little gift of Madonna's shoe, very impressive, riveting information. I was surprised to realize that I was interested in reading that. It's not that it wasn't interesting to me, it's just normally I wouldn't expect it to be interesting to me. So, you held my attention, no doubt about it. And so I was reading about that, and the only thing that you learned afterwards was that I didn't know why that director was in our area. Does she live here? I have to ask you that question. So here's what Jim's got to say on Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. It's on his Facebook page, by the way. Jim's got a new Facebook page. He says, on today's program, we'll be talking about how new employees have 90 days to prove themselves, how to give your self-confidence a boost, the one word you should never start an email with. Can't wait to hear that one. How small businesses face a huge liability when accepting credit cards, how to generate revenue during downtime, and my thoughts on the gun control debate. Oh, boy. It's getting knee-deep in that one. All right, that's Jim Gannot, Taking Care of Business on HuntingChamberRadio.com. And then at 4 o'clock is Thoughts, Tools, and Tough Love. And that is Laura G. Wright. She's been on our program list for a couple weeks now. She's I'm going to call her a teen whisperer. She's a teen coach, and she helps teens through that tremendous time of trying to figure out where they're going, how they're fitting in, and all the other crazy things that affect them on a day-to-day basis. It's not crazy. It's just that they see it as they're the only ones that ever had to deal with this. And it's not true, but it's hard to really get that information over to them. So Laura Wright talks all about that and talks to you as parents and other guardians to help out in giving them that feeling of love and guidance. So Laura Wright brings all that to you on 4 to 5. And then 5 to 6, our syndicated show. It's Sue Ann Sasha Harden. She's the proprietor of Fifth Dimension Healing Energy. And she and a number of her folks that she gets involved with talk all about the holistic healing. And they're also syndicated on Sedona Talk Radio, one of our syndicated shows. So tonight, she says, well, it's October 1st, so I don't see where her new information is going to be, and I'm sure she's going to send it to me because I can't find it. But what happens is, there's the lineup. All right, we got it here, Sue. So I got to find it now. It's all there. So she's got a lineup here. She's very diligent in giving all the information. The problem is I just can't find it all. Here we go. We'll be talking, taking a look at male-female dynamics in the new age as we explore the divine feminine and divine masculine. We'll touch on archetypes, planetary energies, how the ascension consciousness is impacting both men and women, how and why each need to pay attention to both the male and female aspects of our being, and lots more through our discussion with guests Christina Lynn Whited and Michael Zakowski. I have to admit, Sue-Ann, this is about 50% of the words that were in that. I have no idea, so I'm going to have to tune in to figure out what all that's all about. There's a lot going on there that I just have not been tuned into, and I'm going to have to check out what all of that's all about. So Sue-Ann brings all that to you from 5 to 6. She's our anchor leg on Thursdays, and again, she broadcasts on Sedona Talk Radio the following week. That is the entire 100ChamberRadio.com lineup. It's all there on the 100ChamberRadio.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, 100Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with 100ChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be back with more of Good Morning 100 in just a moment.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our 100 Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100ChamberRadio.com app today.
Visions of you.
All right. Welcome back to Good Morning 100 and 100ChamberRadio.com. BrandyLocks.com, celebration observances for the week and the day. It's 4-H week, finishing up today. Going to be talking about the 4-H princess, who's going for the state title. Emergency Nurses Week finishes up today. Great Books Week, we've got the library show on today. International Postcard Week. Mental Illness Awareness Week. Larry Cartwright, Mental Health Matters, is on Mondays. Mystery Series Week. National Carry a Tune Week. National Chimney Safety Week. Please. I only get to talk about it one more day today and need to go and get your chimneys inspected during the fall before you start burning wood, coal, or whatever that you have that creosote in there, and that starts chimney fires, and that starts house fires, and I guarantee you, unfortunately, I'll be reporting about it in a couple weeks. With National Midwifery Week, National Work From Home Week, Nuclear Medicine and Molecular Imaging Week, Customer Service Week finished up yesterday, Financial Planning Week, we got Michelle Heidi on to talk about that. Kids Goal Setting Week, we got Laura G. helping people with kids with the goal setting, and Kim Pramatic on Wednesdays with Raising Conscious Kids. National Healthcare Food Service Week, National Heimlich Heroes Week, No Salt Week, Spinning and Weaving Week, World Dairy Expo, World Space Week, got Amy Gallagher on tomorrow to help me with that. Great American Beer Festival, I'm in. National Physicians Assistance Week, Old Time Fiddler Days, National Storytelling Week, all that happening right now. And for today, it is Alvin C. York Day, it's National Depression Screening Day, National Pierogi Day, so pierogi and beer, we're set. It's World Octopus Day, and it's World Sight Day. BrownieLocks.com, celebrations and observances for the week and the day. Pick something, get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The staff at NJ's Media yesterday reported that two Girl Scouts from Troop 1240 in Califon delivered donated items to Family Promise of Hunterdon County. So two great organizations helping one another. Girl Scouts Michelle Quinn and Erin Whaley from Girl Scout Troop 1240 of Califon deliver a bounty of donated blankets, pillows, and toiletry items to Family Promise of Hunterdon County as part of their Silver Award project. Girl Scouts Michelle Quinn and Erin Whaley from Girl Scout Troop 1240. Their items will be used as donations for Hunterdon County's only homeless shelter for families. The girls work for more than 50 hours to secure, sort, and deliver items for families in need. And I'm sure Colleen Dewar is very accepting in all of that. As you may or may not remember, Family Promise is one of the only family homeless shelters in Hunterdon County, and it's a unique organization in which it takes families through the process of in taking them in, finding them a place to stay, using other organizations, churches, and other nonprofits that have vacant room in the evenings for those folks. Those people are brought back during the day to the Family Promise headquarters where they get training, they get sustenance, they get kids going to school, they give information to the parents to find work and get sustained, get back on their feet again. So it's a full integrated program. And it's short term to get people from where they are to back on their feet and going in the right direction. And now we have these two Girl Scouts who earned their Silver Award or about to earn their Silver Award feeling compelled to help that process in Hunterdon County. Yes, we do have homeless in Hunterdon County. You don't see them laying around the streets. They are, in fact, unseen, but they are there. And they're staying in various hotels and other shelters like Family Promise. So we still have this problem. We still got to fix this problem. And we got two teens who get it. And they are doing just what they need to do to help us out. That is Vitamin C for today.
Happy birthday!
All right, it's our celebrity birthday. It's from the old disc jockey almanac. Shake It Up. Bella Thorne is 18. From Castle, Molly C. Quinn's 22. Model and actress in Hercules, Barbara Palvin is 22. Two and a Half Men, Angus T. Jones is 22. Black Swan, Senia Colo, Solo is 28. Singer-songwriter Bruno Mars is 30 today. Amy Beth Hayes is 33. From Eva, The Coalition, J.R. Ramirez is 35. Rapper in Gigolo and comedian and TV personality Nick Cannon is 35. Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, Kristanna Loken is 36. Eurotrip, Travis Wester is 38. The Ring, Martin Henderson is 41. General Hospital, Dirk Cheatwood is 42. The Magdalene Sisters, Anne-Marie Duff is 45. From Bourne Movies, producer and screenwriter of Good Will Hunting, Matt Damon is 45 today. Veronica, 2030, Julia Ann is 46. 50 Shades of Grey, Dylan Neal is 46. Saving Private Ryan, Jeremy Davies, 46. CSI Miami, Emma Proctor is 47. Actress in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Karen Parsons is 49. The Mask, Peter Green is 50. Ramones bassist, Christopher Joseph Ward is 50. Gospel singer, C.C. Winans is 51. National news anchor, Donna Friesen is 51. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Ian Hart, 51. Step Brothers, Shira Peven, 50. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Michael Nyquist, 55. Titanic, Ewan Stewart, 58. 59th birthday of Stephanie Zimbalist from Remington Steele. It's the 59th birthday of Arlene Dickinson from Dragon's Den. Comic actor and SNL Darnell Hammond is 60. American Ninja Michael Dudikoff is 61. Cool and the Gang singer Robert Cool Bell, 65. Alien Movies, Sigourney Weaver, 66. Real People, Sarah Purcell, 67. Country music singer Susan Ray is 71. Saving Private Ryan, Dale Dye is 71. Caddyshack, Chevy Chase is 72. Babysitting Boogie, Buzz Clifford, he's the one who sang that, 73. Civil rights leader, the Reverend Jesse Jackson is 74. Impressions singer, Fred Cash is 75. Actor in Crocodile Dundee movies, Paul Hogan is 76. And gossip columnist, TV personality, Rona Barrett, 79 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, give me a call or email me at goodmorning@huntchamber.com and we will get it on the show to celebrate. All right, it's time for me to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunting in just a moment.
Everyone around the world, come
This is USA Headline News. I'm Anthony Lucero. The South Carolina storms have claimed another life. USA's Jason Wirt has the story.
A second body has been pulled from the floodwaters over the Kangangri Road in Richland County, South Carolina, as first responders continue searching for victims of the state's mass flooding. A pickup truck with five people drove through a road barricade Wednesday morning and was swept away by raging waters. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley told residents at a press conference today they need to realize the flood emergency is not over.
This is not over yet, but we need to continue our prayers. We need to continue to be responsible and diligent as we move forward, and we need to continue to remember that it is all hands on deck.
The official death toll from flooding in the state now stands at 17. I'm Jason Wirt.
A conservative group of Republicans says that Representative Daniel Webster is their choice to be the next Speaker of the House. Members of the Freedom Caucus endorsed the Florida Republican today, which adds another challenge to the frontrunner and House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. USA Headline News.
In the beginning, man had to painstakingly brave the elements and scale the highest mountains just to deliver the good news.
Hear ye, hear ye!
Now they just go to ChristianPress.com. It's fast, affordable, and much easier on the joints. Quickly and painlessly deliver your message with ChristianPress.com. ChristianPress.com directly works if your message hits the mark. Every time, your audio and content will be professional, business, or organization's message stands head and mountains above the rest. So reach your target market and get the results you need with ChristianPress.com or call 316-644-6185. That's 316-644-6185.
Friends! Romans and countrymen, lend me yours!
Okay, Skippy, you can get off the mountain now. We found ChristianPress.com. Spread your good news. Visit ChristianPress.com today.
Donald Trump wants Russia to drop more bombs on Syria. The GOP frontrunner told a crowd in Iowa that he sees no reason to stop the Russians.
Russia's now talking to Iraq. They're going to do some bombing and ISIS, which, frankly, I think is a great thing. Let Russia bomb ISIS. What are we talking about? They want to bomb them. Let them bomb them. Bomb the hell out of them.
Trump goes on to say that the U.S. and Russia will not start World War III over Syria. He did not comment on the speculation that the Russians are also bombing anti-Assad rebels and not just ISIS fighters. The probe of Hillary Clinton's email by the FBI apparently includes a second computer service company. Fox News says Connecticut-based Datto Incorporated is cooperating with federal investigations who asked them to preserve all records relating to Clinton. Datto was hired by the Colorado tech company that managed the Clinton server to help back up data in 2013. You're listening to USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
One of the world's leading experts on men's issues claims the dramatic growth of ISIS is based on a lie. USA's Russ Jones talked with Paul Lewis Cole, president of the Christian Men's Network, and has this report.
Cole, who heads up the international organization, believes there is a war on manhood, and without clearly defined rules and guidelines for manhood, society fills the void.
I think what's happened, if you will, in our culture is we have lowered standards in order to justify our own perversity proclivities.
Cole also contends ISIS is similar to gangs. They replace what young men need from a father, which is structure, identity, and belonging.
Identity is the story you tell yourself about yourself. And for most young men, it includes voices from all over the place who can't define masculinity, who won't define it because they're trying to lower standards. And so that's really a lot of what we face today in our culture.
Cole states it's difficult for men to know how to act like, think like, and be real men because of decades of male bashing.
And when men begin to accept responsibility, fatherlessness decreases. What increases then is the role of the family, loving, nurturing relationships, and I think healthier people.
The Christian Men's Network will host thousands of men for the Lion's Roar Global Men's Summit, November 4 through 6th at Calvary Church in Irving, Texas. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Anthony Lucero.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
All right, Michelle had informed me that she's got to take care of a customer, so a client, so we'll do our market update without her. Not that I don't want her to be here, I do, but duty calls. So here we go. The markets yesterday, the Dow up 122 points, about 0.75%. The NASDAQ up 42.79, almost 1%. And the Yum Brands took a beating yesterday, 18.83% down. Freeport McMoRan was up almost 10%. Twitter up 8%. Tesla down almost 4%. And Alibaba Group holding up almost 4%. The gainers were Freeport McMoRan, Tegna, which is 7%, Genworth Financial up 6%, Wynn Resorts, the casinos, up 6%, and Scripps Network Interactive up 5%. Yum Brands was down 18%, Adobe Systems down 5%, Mead Johnson Nutrition down 3%, Dollar Tree down 3.5%, and NRG Energy down 2.4%. The only sector up is consumer non-durables, and even utilities are flat at this point. Everything else over the last 3 months is a laggard. Although energy and minerals are making a comeback, they're only down 8.63% as of the last 3 months. So the real down part of the year has already rolled off the last 3 months. Oil up almost 1% at $48.25. Gas down almost 0.5% at $2.46. Gold down 0.33%, $1,144. Silver down 2.85. And corn 394.75, down 0.25%. The euro is at $1.12. The British pound is $1.53. Japanese yen is 119.93. Canadian dollar 77. And Chinese yuan, 636. We go and check CNN Money for five things you need to know before the open. And they said Thursday could be a very interesting day. There's a ton going on in the markets. Where's Michelle when I need her? M&A on the mind. Two powerful Chinese internet startups, essentially the Yelp and Groupon of China, have joined forces in a deal that is reported to be $15 billion. The firms, Meituan and Dianping, have said Thursday that they would jointly establish a new company. Meituan and Dianping are backed by tech giants Alibaba and Tencent. In the U.S., Dell and data storage firm EMC are reportedly in discussions about a business combination. Shares in EMC surged by about 8% in extended trading. In Europe, investors are still waiting for more news on whether AB InBev and SAB Miller will merge. Market overview, U.S. stock futures are sinking and the overall market mood is muted. European markets are mixed in early trading. Asian markets also ended mixed results. In China, stock markets reopened after an extended holiday. Michelle and I were talking about that yesterday. And the key indexes rose by 3 to 4%. The Chinese equity market reopened and bounced, but not as much as some hoped, noted Kit Jukies, a global strategist at Societe Generale. Market movers, Deutsche Bank, Fiat Chrysler, and Volkswagen. Shares in Deutsche Bank are swinging wildly between losses and gains in Germany after the bank revealed it will look at nearly a $7 billion loss in the third quarter for a write-down related to its corporate banking unit. Fiat Chrysler is rallying by 4% in Europe after the United Auto Workers Union said it reached a tentative agreement with the automaker. This could avert a strike of 40,000 workers. And shares in Volkswagen, we've heard the news, could see higher than normal trading activity when the head of the firm's U.S. business, Michael Horn, appears before U.S. lawmakers at 10 a.m. to face questions on the automaker's emissions scandal. Earnings in economics, Domino's Pizza will report quarterly earnings before the opening bell. Then after markets close, investors will hear from Alcoa and Ruby Tuesday. I guess Alcoa is not really the first one anymore. On the economic front, the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee will post the minutes from its September meeting. There should not be any surprise, but I don't know why it always is. At 2 p.m., things go haywire for about 5 minutes, and then everybody realizes that nothing is new. Investors will parse through these notes for more information about the Fed's plans on a future rate hike. In Germany, there was some disconcerting data showing a 5% slump in exports between August and July. That's the biggest monthly decline in exports since January of 2009. It also was worth noting that it is before the Volkswagen scandal emerged in September. And so here's what's going on right now as we speak. The futures. The S&P down 7, the NASDAQ down 16.5, and the Dow down 58 right now. And world markets, the Nikkei is down 1%, the Hang Seng down 0.75%, FTSE England up 0.33%, the DAX up almost 0.16%. Commodities, light crude is trending up again. Natural gas is trending down. Gold is down 0.5%, and corn down 0.33%. And we already talked about, is there any big market gainers? Oh, here we go. What's moving pre-market? EMC, we just talked about because of the Dell relationship, 4% up. Navient is up 3.5%. SanDisk, I think that's probably a result of the EMC move, 2.2%. Freeport McMoRan, 2.15%. Joy Global, 1.05%. Transocean, down 2.3%. General Electric, down 1%. Ford Motor Company, down 0.75%. Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, down 0.7%. And MasterCard, down 0.65%. That is your market update. There you go. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunter and see if we can get in touch with the lady with the purple hair. That would be Mayor Janice Kovach. Hang on. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in a moment. There's Bruno.
It's a beautiful
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th Annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
All right, that's Whitney and CeCe Winans. And it's CeCe's birthday today. Well, I reached out to the lady with the purple hair, and she's engaged in other things at the municipal level, so we'll catch up with her when we can. Got plenty of things to talk about, though. So let's get to it. We have some news items here. Raritan Valley Community College begins work on Enabling Garden. Staff at NJ Advanced Media reported on the 8th that Raritan Valley Community College, in partnership with the Rotary Club of Branchburg, broke ground on an Enabling Garden on October 1st at the college's Branchburg campus. The Rotary Club of Branchburg Foundation provided $3,500 of seed money for the 5,000-square-foot garden, which will be located next to the college's conference center. The Enabling Garden is one of several such gardens in central New Jersey, creating as part of a partnership between Rotary International District 7510 and Rutgers University and its entities, New Jersey Agricultural Experiment Station and Cooperative Extension. Launched in 2011, the Rotary and Rutgers Growing Lives One Seed at a Time initiative features barrier-free, accessible gardens and or activities provided with modifications to be enjoyed by people with disabilities. 9 pilots through the Growing Lives Project in Hunterdon, Mercer, Middlesex, Somerset, and Union counties promote the benefits of working with plants for people of all ages, regardless of the physical or mental challenges. At Raritan Valley, the project will feature a variety of plants, providing sensory stimulation for smell, sight, touch, taste, and sound. Based on seasonal availability, plants could include wild geranium, large beard tongue, foxglove beard tongue, fall phlox, sweet william, creeping phlox, Turk's cap lily, swamp milkweed to host the monarch butterflies, New England aster, switchgrass, big blue stem grass, black-eyed Susans, jewel weed, woolly ragwort, blue waxweed, purple trident grass, and spearmint, peppermint, oregano, and sage. The Enabling Garden Project, with RVCC as our host, exemplifies sustainable collaboration and offers a wonderful opportunity to fulfill one of Rotary International's 6 avenues of service. Education, said Laura DePrado, Rotary District 7.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Anthony Lucero. The South Carolina storms have claimed another life. USA's Jason Wirt has the story.
A second body has been pulled from the floodwaters over the Kengangri Road in Richland County, South Carolina, as first responders continue searching for victims of the state's mass flooding. A pickup truck with 5 people drove through a road barricade Wednesday morning and was swept away by raging waters. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley told residents at a press conference today they need to realize the flood emergency is not over.
This is not over yet, but we need to continue our prayers. We need to continue to be responsible and diligent as we move forward, and we need to continue to remember that it is all hands on deck.
The official death toll from flooding in the state now stands at 17. I'm Jason.